This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A dry, warm winter and spring is affecting the Arkansas River. KRCC's Brianna Heaney reports the snowpack in the Arkansas Basin is at an all-time low for this time of year.
The Arkansas will be very low this summer. On top of that, we know snowpack in the Colorado River Basin wasn't great either, so the Arkansas won't really be getting much extra water from transbasin diversion projects.
The river will only get 2% of the supplemental water it typically gets from a Colorado River transbasin project. Grand Junction will celebrate Black history and culture this afternoon. CPR's Dina Sieg reports Lincoln Park has hosted a Juneteenth gathering since 2020.
Organizer David Combs is glad to see increased awareness of the holiday, honoring when Union forces informed enslaved people in Texas they were free, years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
There are so many people, both Black and white, who don't know what Juneteenth is. I didn't know what Juneteenth was until I was about 15 years old.
Grand Junction's event will include family-friendly games, a food truck, and community information booths. Admission is free, but everyone is encouraged to bring non-perishables for a local food bank. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver and Colorado Springs also have Juneteenth festivals this weekend. The National Western Center has a new CEO. Kate Girardi has spent 2 decades in venue management. The National Western Center is expanding under a $1.6 billion project. Brad Buchanan left the center to become Denver's city planning director. This is CPR News and KRCC.